You're listening to KCNI Public Affairs. This is Jeremy Scheip, and I'm joined by Custer County Sheriff Dan Osmond. And glad to have you in the studio again.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Subject today, obviously, with coming up on Thursday, we've got Halloween going on. And anytime there's an event or something coming up where people are going to be out and about, we're walking on streets and sidewalks, safety is your number one concern, and we just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about some of the tips that are out there.
Yeah, you know, you have a lot of young kids walking around, right? Going to the houses and going through neighborhoods, and probably going to see a lot of foot traffic that you're just not used to seeing. So, you know, the biggest thing to pay attention to, one, as you're driving, is just going slow and checking both ways when you come to intersections or when you're, you know, at crosswalks, and make sure you're stopping before a crosswalk and stuff like that. Because, you know, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what costumes should look like and stuff, but, you know, it's harder to see. And you just might have a kid that's really happy about all their candy and kind of forget about being careful on the road, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, as a driver, I think you should take it upon yourself to be the one that's watching out for everyone so you can avoid an accident.
And kids aren't concerned about jaywalking either. You know, it's probably one of those, one of the holidays where you see the most technical, quote unquote, jaywalking going on. But it's also one of the few holidays that's existed that you're going onto people's private property in order to get treats too.
Yeah. It's just a little bit different for everything.
So you talked about costumes. Obviously, the princesses out there in their bright pinks and yellows are going to stand out a little bit more than a zombie, but we kind of got to watch out for all of them.
Yeah, we do. You know, if you can get bright colored costumes or some sort of reflective material, you know, that's the best, you know, just so it's something that stands out. And I haven't checked the weather. I don't know what it's going to be like Thursday night. But if we keep having some days like we're having, you know, you might have a coat or a jacket on and it might cover some stuff up. So just try to, you know, have something to be seen. Or if, you know, you're in a group, have someone with that group that has, you know, the adults with their reflective material on, or, you know, and keep all the kids corralled so it's just a little bit safer for them.
Yep. And then obviously sticking to the sidewalks when you can. Now, there's not always a sidewalk available, but kind of making that your main way of travel is probably good too.
Yep, it is. And, you know, it obviously is the safest way. Like you said, there's not always sidewalks everywhere, so you just have to watch where you're going. And the more you can stay off the road, the better, you know. And when you get to those times where you're crossing the road and you see cars, make sure you're making eye contact with the driver. You know, they're seeing you, you see them, understand what's going on. Just keep yourself safe. I mean, you know, if you have to wait a little bit, waiting that little bit sure is a lot better than having an accident.
Now, Halloween, there's all kinds of different ages of kids going out and trick-or-treating. You see all kinds of, you know, from the age where they can walk to when they're getting up closer to the teenage years, because everyone likes candy.
Yep.
But the thing to remember is if you've got your kids going out with maybe a group, having at least one adult is ideal, but also remembering those things about the fact that you're walking onto somebody else's property during a holiday, that's also something to remember and tell those kids when they're going out and about. You know, the old porch light sign is going on. If there's decorations and things, that means somebody is obviously wanting to hand out some treats, but there's signs as well of houses that maybe you just should skip over that year.
Yeah, you know, you're going to tell the people that want to open the door and hand out candy to you, right? That house will be lit up, like you said, and people will be there. If it's dark and there's nobody there, I think that you just move on. Right. And it's just the way it is. And I think you should also be careful about going into someone's house that you don't know. Right. I think you should just stay outside and just get your candy and then move on.
Yep. And now we talked about the candy. There's also some safety things that parents should be involved in there as well, looking over that candy. And really, you know, your kids are going to go out there and work hard for plenty of candy.
Yes.
If one piece doesn't really look like it's going to pass the test, tossing that aside for everyone's safety is okay.
Yep, that's the best idea. You know, I can remember back in the days when I trick-or-treated and we got home, my mom was always going through everything that we got just to make sure that it was safe, right? I mean, you would like to think that we wouldn't have to worry about that here, but you just never know. And it's way better to be safe than sorry in this situation. It takes a couple minutes. get all the candy back. Maybe as a person checking it over, you could sneak a piece or two for yourself.
There you go.
And, you know, call it the price for checking candy, I guess.
Kind of signs to look for, maybe pieces of candy you don't recognize, loose pieces of candy out of their packaging, or even open packages are always immediate tosses, right?
Yeah, that is very good advice right there.
Okay. We talked about the walking and the road safety for drivers and those trick-or-treating houses, candy. Are there any other safety subjects we should talk about?
I think we pretty much covered it, you know? I mean, go out there, have a great time. That's what Halloween is for, right?
That's what it's all about.
Time, but just add some safety to it so it stays a good time the whole night.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
All right. You're welcome.
That was Sheriff Dan Osmond with Custer County Sheriff's Office here on Public Affairs on KCNI Pure Country.